sbs.com.au/khmer
ការចេះនិងនិយាយភាសាអង់គ្លេសអាចជួយឲ្យជីវិតរបស់អ្នកប្រសើរឡើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលី SBS មាន podcast ថ្មីដែលពន្យល់អំពីជីវិតនិងសំនួនវោហាររបស់ប្រជាជនអូស្ត្រាលីអ្នកនឹងបង្កើនជំនាញភាសាអង់គ្លេសរបស់អ្នកស្វែងយល់អំពីប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីនិងរីករាយនៅក្នុងពេលតែមួយសូមស្ដាប់ភាគចុងក្រោយរបស់យើងដូចតទៅ
Learning English helps me save on electricity.
Hi, this is the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians speak, understand, and connect. My name is Nikki, and like you, I'm learning new English phrases and words every day. Today, we are practicing phrases you can use when you are talking about saving on electricity and talking with your energy provider about different plans. That is, the way you buy your energy. Let's listen in on a conversation between friends Marianne and Alan about their electricity bills.
My electricity bill was through the roof last month because the costs just went up.
Oh, mine too. My electricity will cost a pretty penny this month as well. My kids are cranking up the heater every day.
You know what I do to save on heating? I set the thermostat between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius. I read somewhere that every degree above 20 adds 10% to the electricity bill.
Light bulb moment. That's a good tip. I'll give that a try. Perhaps I won't blow a fuse again once I see next month's bill.
What interesting phrases to use, right? Let's take a closer look at Marianne and Alan's conversation. Marianne said,
My electricity bill was through the roof last month because the costs just went up.
An electricity bill is a statement of how much energy you've used over a particular length of time and how much it costs. You can pay for your bill monthly, meaning every month, or quarterly, meaning every 3 months. When the cost of something has gone through the roof, it means that it has risen to a very high level. For example, the price of meat has gone through the roof. You can also use it to talk about other numbers that have risen. For example, sales of dresses have gone through the roof since the sun came out. Alan agreed with Marianne and replied,
Ah, mine too. My electricity will cost a pretty penny this month as well.
When something costs a pretty penny, it means that it is very expensive. We can use this informal phrase to talk about all kinds of things. For example, his new car costs a pretty penny. Or, the house they moved into cost a pretty penny. Alan also said,
My kids are cranking up the heater every day.
To crank something up means to increase the volume, temperature, or output of something. For example, crank up the TV. I can't hear what the reporter is saying. Marianne replied, giving Alan a helpful tip.
I set the thermostat between 18 to 20 degrees Celsius.
A thermostat is a device that controls temperature automatically. Celsius is the scale of temperature we use in Australia. In other countries, such as America, Fahrenheit is used. Alan liked what Marianne suggested and said,
Light bulb moment.
A light bulb moment is a moment in which you suddenly understand something or have a very good idea. For example, I had a light bulb moment when I heard him talk about his business. I suddenly understood what I should do with my life. Alan also said,
Perhaps I won't blow a fuse again once I see next month's bill.
To blow a fuse means to get very angry. For example, I'm worried she might blow a fuse when she finds out I left all the lights on in the house. Another way to cut down on electricity costs is to ask your energy provider about the energy plans they offer and then choose the best plan for you. Listen in on this conversation between Mary Ann and Alan. This time, Mary Ann is a customer who is calling her energy provider, and Alan is the customer service employee who answers her call.
Hi, I'd like to inquire about switching to a new energy plan. We've been very careful about our energy consumption, but our current bill is still quite high.
Of course. One option is that you can bundle your electricity and gas, and that'll save you $10 a month. You're also eligible for a pay-on-time discount.
I see. What if we had solar panels installed? The initial investment is a bit steep, but we've been considering running the house on solar energy to cut down on costs.
Green energy is a good alternative as well. It might be better for the planet, and you'll be eligible for a solar feed-in tariff.
Mary Ann and Alan talked about some options so she can save on electricity costs. Let's hear them again. First, we had Mary Ann.
Hi, I'd like to inquire about switching to a new energy plan.
Mary Ann said she'd like to inquire about switching to a new energy plan. To switch means to change one thing for another. For example, I switched seats with my friend. Or, I switched from coffee to tea. Alan replied.
One option is that you can bundle your electricity and gas, and that'll save you $10 a month.
To bundle means to group things together. When you bundle certain services together and get them from the same company, you can get the discount on fees. In this case, bundling together electricity and gas will save Mary Ann $10 a month. Alan also said,
you're also eligible for a pay-on-time discount.
To be eligible means to have the right to do or get something. For example, he is eligible to vote this year because he is 18 now. Or, I am eligible to apply for a visa because I have been here long enough. A pay-on-time discount is a discount you get on your bill when you pay it before or on the due date. The discount will vary depending on the energy provider. Mary Ann said,
the initial investment is a bit steep, but we've been considering running the house on solar energy to cut down on costs.
An investment is something you buy or do that will eventually make you money or reward you in some way. Examples of investments include a house, jewelry, a business, or even an education. Because once you have paid for these things, they usually make you richer in some way. When the cost of something is steep, it means it is very expensive. For example, airfares are steep at the moment because there are so few flights. To run on something means to be powered by it. For example, this car runs on electricity. Mary Ann is considering running her house on solar energy. Alan replied,
green energy is a good alternative as well.
Green energy is energy that is made using natural resources, such as the sun or the wind. Alan also said,
it will lower your usage and you will be eligible for a solar feed-in tariff.
When you make solar energy in your home, you can often earn money back from the electricity company if your solar energy generates more power than your household uses. This is called a solar feed-in tariff. This means that you both save and earn if you use solar energy. Our guest today is Mandarin news anchor Rina Lee, and she will be sharing something that everyone will find useful: tips on how to save on energy costs.
One of the ways I save on energy is by using as little hot water as I can. Do you know that hot water makes up 25% of the average household bill? I try to reduce my use of hot water by using cold water when I do the laundry and by taking short showers.
Ah, I see. Do you have any tips when it comes to heating or cooling? I find that my bills are especially high when it's very hot or very cold, like now during winter.
I'm the same. So what I do is I keep the thermostat between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius during winter and 25 to 27 degrees Celsius during the summer.
That's a good tip. What I've also found useful to do is to seal doors and windows to prevent cold air from getting into my house in winter. I do the same in summer, because if hot air gets in from outside, my cooling system has to work harder.
Yes, that will help a lot. Another really easy way to cut down your bill is to simply turn off your appliances at the wall when they're not in use.
That's easy. I hope these tips really do help me cut down on electricity costs, especially during these winter months.
Yes, but if you find that you are being charged more than you used, or if you have any problems with your energy provider, there are laws that protect you.
Yes, and I know one way to keep up to date with news on energy and everything else is to tune into SBS World Watch.
SBS World Watch features languages other than English, with a lineup of news bulletins from leading international broadcasters in more than 35 languages, including Mandarin, which I present for.
That's a great way to keep informed. Thank you so much for all the tips, Rina. Let's now look back on the phrases and words we practiced in this episode. See if you can answer these questions. What is a light bulb moment?
A light bulb moment is a moment in which you suddenly understand something or have a good idea.
That's right. One way to use light bulb moment is, it was a light bulb moment for me when I realized I wanted to move overseas. What does it mean to crank something up?
To crank something up means increase volume, temperature, or output of something.
Correct again. For example, he cranked up the radio so that we could hear it from the street. We heard different phrases to use when talking about electricity costs.
My electricity bill was through the roof last month because they raised electricity rates.
Electricity will cost a pretty penny this month.
I set the thermostat between 18 to 20 degrees.
My kids are cranking up the heater every day.
I read somewhere that every degree above 20 adds 10% to the electricity bill.
Hopefully I don't blow a fuse again once I see next month's bill.
We also heard phrases for discussing energy plans with your provider.
I'd like to inquire about switching to a new energy plan.
One option is you can bundle your electricity and gas.
The initial investment is a bit steep, but we've been considering running the house on solar energy to cut down on costs.
What if we had solar panels installed?
That's all we have for today. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email at learnenglish@sbs.com.au or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
This was the SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, or reach out on Facebook, We are SBS Learn English.